What's going on, guys? This is Eric Thomas, and this is the Real Eric Thomas Podcast. For those just tuning into my show, I want to pick your brain a little bit about racism, white privilege, all that bullshit. It's a huge topic in America today, and I just want to tell my story a little bit and talk to you about why this is a real thing. Like, it's an actual thing. You know, people are sleeping on this topic. Okay, white privileged Americans often take this for granted, and as a young white man from South Carolina, I have quite a few experiences I would like to share. So, like, I believe it was like summer of 2018, and it was wild, to say the least. In just a two-week time span, I got pulled over not once, not twice, but three different occasions. True story. I'm in Myrtle Beach, like, drunk as hell on business. Drunk as fuck on a business trip. You know, it's 2, 3, maybe, like, 4 a.m. I'm leaving the booty club. What's it called? Masters. Gentlemen's Club. Yeah, right. So, I'm leaving the club, and I'm going back to the condo where I was staying at in Surfside, right? Which is it's a good, like, 7-8 mile stretch, you know? And I don't know if you've ever been on Highway 17 in Myrtle at this time, but there's nothing but Horry County police at this hour. Like just my luck, you know. I'm driving a straight beater. Like, it's like a 1995 Zuzu Trooper. Straight clunker, you know. I passed by these two cops, and I just knew I was about to get pulled over, and boom, blue lights. I'm like, fuck. Keep in mind, I have no license. I'm drunk as fuck. I have a gun. I'm like, I can't have a gun. I got pulled over, it was probably like 2013, 2014, unlawful carrying. So, you know, I can't have one, but yeah, I probably had like a little bit of bud, you know, a little bit of weed. Open containers everywhere. I mean, like, who doesn't drink a shit ton of Coronas before they go into the club? You know what I mean? Y'all know what I mean. Hell yeah. So I proceed to pull over. He walks up to the car. I'm like, fuck, I'm going for sure. He asked me, did I know why I got pulled over? And I'm like, I have no idea. He says, you were going 25 miles an hour, sir. So, all right, is there a minimum speed limit, you know? Like, all my black friends, you know, they always get so mad because I'm, like, I'm white and I talk back to police, like, officer, you shouldn't be saying that, you know, bullshit like that, you know, white privilege. So the guy, he walks my window, he asked for my license and registration. In my head, I'm like, shit, what do I do? You know, I went ahead and acted like everything was normal. Fuck it. It's like 5 minutes go by and I just don't care anymore at this point. You know, I already know what's about to happen. Two more cops pull up. Shit. In my head, I'm like, here we go. You know, he walks back up to my window and he says, you know, your license are suspended, right? I'm like, no fucking way. What, does it say why? You know, are you serious? He said, an unpaid parking ticket. I said, does it say when this occurred? I mean, because it didn't occur to me that my license were suspended. I would have known. I'm a responsible adult. I would have known this, you know? He said, sometime last year. I said, so you mean to tell me I've been driving all over with no license? And he says, apparently so, sir. So then he asked, are you drunk? I said, I had a few, but that was like hours ago. And then he says, well, give me a few. A couple more minutes go by, walks back up to the car, and he said, all right, so here's the deal. You're going to go that way, and we're going to go back this way. I don't want to see you again tonight. And I said, so you're going back that way, and you want me to go this way. Who is that way? And the guy looks at me and says, well, right past that tree over there is out of our jurisdiction. And I was like, he was like, that's county. And I was like, huh. So, and when you get back home, because I'm from Greenville, South Carolina, you need to get your license situated. I said, oh, trust me, I got you. So this motherfucker actually let me go. You know? Wow. Fucking crazy, right? So about 6 days later, I'm back home in Greenville, South Carolina. And I'm leaving Bucks, Racks, and Rims. And that's the old Platinum Plus strip club, that is. Shout out Bucks and Greenville. Yeah, y'all know what's up. So I'm leaving drunk as fuck, right? And I'm going downtown. You know, don't want to see what's popping down that way. It's probably like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And downtown Greenville has like a lot of one-way streets. And I'm trying to pull into the parking garage where I always park to go walk downtown. You know, it's where all the bars are at. And it's a one-way street right there. I'm drunk as shit. So wasn't paying attention, so I passed the parking garage. And I was like, fuck. So I said, fuck it. And I just busted a U-turn to go back to the parking garage. And boom, got blue-lighted. You know, in my head, I'm like, what in the actual fuck? I just got pulled over a few days prior to this right here. And I definitely know I'm gone this time, like for sure. You know, I can't go anywhere. I'm back in the 95 Trooper. You know what I mean? I'm not about to outrun a cop. You know what I mean? But I know for a fact Greenville City Police does not give a damn about my situation. You know, so I bust another U-turn to go the right way because, you know, I'm going the wrong way on the road. And I pull into a church parking lot. He pulls up, gets out the car. He walked up to the window and said, "You've got to be drunk to be doing that nonsense right in front of me." I said, "I mean, I had a few at the booty club earlier, but, you know, that was hours ago. You know what I mean?" He said, "License and registration, please." I went ahead and said, "Look, man, I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you right now. I just got pulled over last week in Myrtle Beach, and they told me my license was suspended." He said, "Oh, is that right? I appreciate your honesty, but give me a second. I'll be right back." So I went ahead and called up a couple of friends and let them know that I was gone. You know, I'm gone. He walks back up and said, "Sir, do you have anyone to come pick up your car?" I said, "Shit, man, I doubt it. You know, it's like 2 a.m. by this point." So I had nobody, literally no one, you know. He said, "Well, you can't drive." I said, "Well, can I just pull into the garage where I was going to begin with and leave my car there?" He said, "Well, I don't want you to accumulate a bunch of fees by parking your car there." This man was actually worried about my financial situation. Like, that's all you're worried about. I was baffled. Baffled. I mean, that's blasphemy. You know what I mean? What Stephen A. Smith said. Hell yeah. I mean, I ain't never ever. So I'm like, am I going to jail or what's going on? He said, "No, I'm just going to write you a warning this time. You need to get your license situated ASAP." So, y'all dumb motherfuckers, man. I can't believe this shit actually happens on a day-to-day basis. Had I been African-American, both of these situations would have began and ended a lot differently. A lot differently. So, about 4 days later, me and my little cuzzo Seth and my brother JR were riding around getting twisted in Spartanburg. We left the Main Street Pub, downtown, probably like a mile and a half from my apartment at the time. And we got a couple thotties with us as well, you know how we do. Keep in mind, we're in a 1995 Honda Civic, loud as shit, and we're drunk as fuck. We are literally like pulling on my road, like literally, like right there at my road, and get blue lighted. I said, "Well, shit, here we go." JR is driving, like acting a fool, you know, per usual. Old fine ass lady cop walks up to the car. "What's going on, officer?" JR says, "You know, you're looking mighty thick in those pants tonight." I'm in the back seat, like, shit, here we go. Old thick ass lady cop says, "Sir, I'm gonna need you to step outside the vehicle." So, you know, JR proceeds to step out the car acting a fool. She then gives him a sobriety test and sees driving capabilities while under the influence, you know. We're in the car like dying laughing. Straight clowning this man. This man actually passes. I don't know how, and I damn sure don't know why. But she passed it. But since she would rather let one of us drive. So I encouraged the thought of me driving. And JR says, fuck that. Ain't nobody driving my Honda Civic. Like, my man, we are literally less than a mile from my apartment. And you still won't let anyone drive your car. Like, bro, shut up. We got weed, hella open Coronas, and drunk as fuck. This old thick-ass lady cop let this man get back in the driver's seat and drive home. She had to follow us, and, like, as she's following us home, JR is, like, swerving, like, back and forth, like, trying to miss potholes and shit, you know. Thank God we made it home. Like, listen, law enforcement, y'all have got to step it up. Today, literally, I'm in Atlanta right now, and I was watching the news this morning. Today, I seen an African-American get pulled over for a blinker violation. That's what they call it, a blinker violation. And got mistreated to the point of going to jail, trying to get a reaction out of the man. Just because a man's complexion is darker than mine, you treat these men and women like animals, jerking them out the car and shit, searching them, and in some cases using deadly force. You know, I feel for this, and this subject hits home to a lot of my listeners. You know, I mean, if you like what you hear and you agree with this, you know, you feel free to share this story. As always, I speak the truth, you know, and feel free to send me a message. Let me know about some topics you'd like me to talk about. I've literally got a story for fucking any possible situation you have. I'm out.